Good morning, church. Okay, again, my name is Jayadi Lontolawa from Medan, Indonesia, Every Nation Church, Medan. Okay, let's go to the Word of God, and I would ask, to ask each one of us here to open our Bible, yeah, and to stand with me, yeah, in reference to God's Word. We will be reading together Matthew 28:16-20, and we will read together, yeah, at count of three. Okay, are you there?
Yes.
Sudah di sana, Bapak Ibu? Okay, at count of three, 1, 2, 3. Went to Galilee, to the mountains to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to, and behold, I am with you to the very ends of the earth." Let us pray. Father God, we pray that you will pour out your Spirit upon us this morning. Open our heart, open our eyes that we may see, open our ear that we may hear. Speak to us, Lord God. Give us an understanding, and we will know you more through your word. Bless our time. Bless the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. May you take your seat. Yeah. The beat. Yeah. This series is about God's heartbeat has always been for his glory to be manifest throughout the earth. This has not changed from the Genesis to the New Testament, and even until today. And his heartbeat should be our heart beating for his mission. This series is very close to my heart. Why? Because since 2005, when I decided to move to Banda Aceh. Some of you heard about Banda Aceh? It's one of the hot places in Indonesia, the only province that applies Sharia law, yeah, yeah, that forced the people to wear all the, you know, the clothes, the longest, yeah. You are not allowed if you are wearing short there, yeah. But I spent 7 years to stay in that place, to be a missionary, yeah, to help the tsunami victims. You know about the tsunami 2004. Just once a month after, and then I moved there. And then 5 months later, I brought my family also, moved to that place. It's not a good place because my brother-in-law is the one who protested me. "Oh, yo, please don't bring my sister there because it's not a good place for you." But my wife said yes, and we went to that place for 7 years. To that place that the people know, Christians, yeah, it's not a law. Yeah, we have many Christians there, but just a traditional Christian. Yeah, when I moved there, yeah, when they know the one who helped them is a Christian, wow, they need our help, but in the same time, they hate us because we are Christians. Even my children also suffer because of it. Because when they went to play with the locals, they will always say, "Oh, you are Christians? You will go to the hell. You will go to the hell." And then my son and daughter came, "Oh, why that? You are always keeping saying that." Yeah, because they was taught about it. Yeah, but it's don't make us stop. After 7 years, and then God opened the opportunity to me to join with the three Filipino missionary to start work, as your pastor mentioned, in Medan. Yeah, we start the work there, you know, with a small group visiting the campus, pray, working, you know, and then we start a life group for two years, and then 2004, we start the church. Yeah, I'm working with the Filipino there. It's okay. So many Filipino words I know, yeah. So okay, yeah. This is very close to my heart. Yeah. That's why when this opportunity came here, "Lord, I just want to share something that not to exaggerate the things that I've done, but how we respond to God's mission." Yeah. Last Sunday, Pastor Jonathan Balan, yeah, came here to share with us about God's mission. God set an example for us to live a life of missional life by sending His only Son to this earth to fulfill His mission, to save us. It's not changed. Since the Genesis, since the New Testament, and until today, God's mission remains the same. That's why, when we see the Bible, the whole Bible is a record and witness of God's mission. Mission is not just about component of the Bible, or just a ministry in the church. But the Bible itself is a result of God's mission to spread His glory throughout the earth. So the way we see the Bible, different. When you know God's mission, you will say, oh, this Bible. Well, why this Bible is with me? Yeah, I know there's many Christians love Bible because you can find anything there. Your solution for problems. If you face hard time, you will find the solution there. Bible answer every problem in our life. But when it comes to God's mission, I pray that we have the different view, seeing how the Bible itself communicate to us God's mission. It's remain the same. It's not changed until today. Sampai hari ini. Tetap sama, tidak berubah. Remain the same. Okay? That's why it's a church here. You know, when you see there on my left side or your right side, there is a big, you know, honor God, make disciples. It's a church, you know. As we read this, we have a mission. In short, we make, as every nation, family, we make short the Great Commission, honor God and make disciples. And after the seven, you will go out and then you will find there in the wall the, you know, picture of nations. Yeah. World map. Yeah. Oh, it's just why they are putting those things here. Is it just a decoration? I hope that you know, yeah, the purpose why we are doing what we are doing here. This is God's mission for us. So, despite the fall of mankind that broke sin into the world, God's mission remained the same, to spread His glory throughout the earth. Similarly to His command in Genesis 1, He taught His followers to multiply themselves. Only this time, instead of multiplying as image of God, they were to multiply themselves as a disciple of God. They were now to be God's instrument in redeeming the fallen world by reaching people to obey all that God had commanded them. That is our mission. That we will talk today. Our mission. And Jesus came. Verse 18. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The church is God's chosen people through whom He will accomplish His mission to redeem the creation through the proclamation and demonstration of the gospel to every nation. Go and make disciples. God's mission is to spread His glory throughout the whole earth through His church. Today's word is to remind us that more than our own provision, our own victory, there is a larger mission, God's mission from the beginning of the time to spread His glory over all the earth. by preaching the gospel. It's very clear there. Go and make disciples. Wow, how to do it? We'll find out later. When we read this, verse 18, Jesus came and said to them, Jesus giving the command, Jesus giving the commission to the disciple. This is a God commission. Jesus commanded his disciple to make disciples all nations. He was once again commanding them to go throughout the earth, but this time the command was to make disciples. In the beginning, you spread the glory of God by multiply, subdue the earth. But now through the church, he wants a church to go and to make disciples. His mission to spread his glory throughout the earth never changed. God's commission is our mission. Jesus commissioned the disciple. And now I'll challenge you that God's commission become our mission. Verse 19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Holy, the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Our role now, after the restoration of Jesus Christ, is to obey his command to make disciples by preaching the gospel and extending the message of reconciliation that Christ has to offer. We are privileged to be God's instrument in redeeming the fallen world by spreading his glory to his gospel. God is commissioned us to go and make disciples. Can you imagine if, Jonathan or Darren, and then one day your prime minister, Mr. Mahathir Muhammad, came. Darren, come here. I have a mission for you. What is that? I'll tell you. But I will provide everything. Wow. Wow, really, sir? Yes. Your prime minister. You're the top one here in Malaysia. What you will answer? What will you answer? You will say yes. And now here, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, God of the universe, creation of the world, is telling you to go and make disciples. How do we respond to his mission? Or you are, all of us here, you are a part of God's mission. Each one of us here is a part of God's mission. Really, Pastor? I'm just God saved. I'm just a 2 years a Christian, 2 months Christians. Am I a part of God's mission? The good things in verse 16, we can see the picture of the 11 disciples. When they met Jesus, some of them are worship, but some of them are doubter. I know maybe some of us here are still doubt about many things. Even you are worshiping God, excited, you are jumping, and oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But oh, how about my work? How about my job? How about my family? You're still doubting something. But maybe some of you worship God so deep, you know. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Puji Tuhan. Semua baik-baik. This only the people that baik-baik, yeah, worshiping God, they are qualified for God's commandment, to God's mission. Thank God. Jesus said both. To the worshiper, and also for the doubter. Sometimes, yeah, Christian disqualify himself. Oh, I'm not qualified for God's mission. I'm not the person. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I love you, Jesus. This me, Lord, but send him, Lord God. Send him, Lord. Send her. Yeah, that's why we are good Christian, yeah? But in responding to God's mission, I pray that start today, we will respond in the right way. Because God wants you and me to be a part of God's mission. Sometimes we think too far. Wow, should I go? Yeah, like Pastor Jedi went to Banda Aceh, it's not good place. Went to Medan. Yeah, actually I want to ask you guys, sometimes you visit Medan, only 45 minutes, Pinang Medan. You can do mission trip there, 10 days, join your pastor, visit our church there. 45 minutes, not 40 hours. Yeah. You know, with the place where I came from, if you fly here to my place, it's not 40 hours. Even it's almost 72 hours to go to my hometown. Yeah. Yes, yes. My wife is a Medanese, but I came from the, yesterday I was shocked. Why? Because the island that where I came from in Hokkien is a crazy island. The name is Xiao Island. Yes, that's the name of my place, where my hometown. It's a southern part of the Philippines, but it's still part of Indonesia. Yeah. That's why many of my relatives also there in the Philippines. They went to General Santos and that, yeah. They mingle with the local there. So, yeah. So, that's why many of our similarity in our, words. Yeah. In my local language and Bahasa and also Malay. Yeah. Yeah. It's not too far. Yeah. But because of God's purpose and God's mission, yeah. I can go to Jakarta and then meet my wife in Jakarta. We married and moved to Medan, and moved to Banda Aceh and down in Medan. But not that far for you to get involved in God's mission. Because, yeah, our mission field start where you are at right now. Our mission field is start where are you at right now. In the campuses, in your neighborhood, in your workplace, yeah. Don't make it complicated, yeah. Because we are part of God's mission. He wants to start you with the small things, with the place that where you are. Yes, for me, yeah, before my pastor sent me to Banda Aceh, yeah, because during the time I was working, yeah, before I commit myself to be a full-time, serving as a campus minister during the time. I'm working in the company, making the thick flooring, something like this. We export it, yeah. And then some we also sell local. I work with the company, and then my boss asked me to start a new branch, yeah, in the one part of Jakarta. And then I started, and then the business ran well. And then my boss just asked me to share the plans about we will open the new factory for our, product, yeah, for the thick wood, yeah. And he said, okay, I'll ask you to lead that, factory. But before it happened, my pastor asked me to be a full-time. Why? Because after my work hour, 8 to 5, I will commit to go to the campus. You know why I'm going to the campus? Because when I got saved, 1995, the one who preached the gospel to me is a student in the small city. It's a central Java, Kota Yogyakarta. Many Malaysians also study there. Yogyakarta city, they study there. Medical, they study also some, course there. Yeah. Some of the students from the university, UGM, University of Gajah Mada, came, approached me and said the gospel. And since then, I got saved and born again. That's why I felt, wow, how come the students so, brave to approach me and send the gospel? Even he knows that I'm a Christian background. But I'm just a traditional Christian, not born again Christians. And he said the gospel. And since then, even I'm working 8 to 5. I will spend my time after my work hour to go to the campus, spend 3, 4, or 5 hours to just engage the student and start in the life group. And what happened? God blesses us. It's grow, 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 grow. Yeah, I remember since then, I think this is 15 or yes, 16 years back, yeah. At the time, I'm still single, yeah. Okay, I'm still single. I'm not married yet. So if you're married, please, you know what I mean, yeah. Yeah, and, okay, see, you go home from work and then you go to the campus. No, I'm not telling that, yeah. In my situation, yes, it's for me, it's available because nothing to do. But it's not to waste my time, but I know, yeah, why I'm going to the campus. I'm single. That's why the life group grow, and then many students come to the church. And now my pastor challenged me, now is the time for you to go to Banda Aceh. Me? Yes, you. Yeah. Let's see our place, you know. Where are you at right now? It's a mission field, training ground for you to be involved, get involved in God's mission, God's commandments to go and to make disciples. But how can we live our lives as a testimony to others? It's one of the things that we have to consider. Sometimes Christians, yeah, Indonesia known as the largest Muslim nation. Yeah, our population now is at 265 million. Okay, triple, double, yeah, of your population. And the majority is a Muslim. Yeah, I'm sad because some of the part of the, you know, our nation, our country is many Christian, but they're just a Christian. They become a stumbling block to other people to become a Christians. You know why the Achenese, you know, hate me? Yeah. Because they hate Christian before. Because they said to me, you know, because during I'm running the school in Banda Aceh, many students came, yeah. And it's not only from the tsunami victims, yeah, children, but also from the, you know, like a government, yeah. They start sending the children to our school. And then I wonder why they are sending their kids to my school. And then before I left Banda Aceh, some of the parents, because they become my friend, closest friend, before they are my enemy. You know, what you call it? It's musuh tersembunyi, just like that. Musuh dalam selimut, yeah, in Bahasa we call it. They send, you know, they nice to me, but you know, when they taught me that, brother, my friend, I send my kids that just want to spy you. We want to know what you are doing there. If you share the gospel, in that moment, we will cut you and send you to the jail. Wow, this you are doing? Yeah, for the 7 years. They are my close friend and they, you know, nice to me, but I'm shocked. But why they do that? Why they respond to Christians is like that? Because many Christians become a stumbling block for them. It's so sad. But to encourage you, yeah, you know, live also in the Muslim, you know, Muslim nation. But for God, there is no restriction. There is no restriction for God. We need to be creative. Jadi kreatif. How we can share the gospel, how we can engage them, be friend with them. Just what you call it? Just or how to say that? Teman baik. Just be a good friend with them. I have three my Achenese friends. They are son and daughter of imams, but now they are born again Christians. And now they go around Indonesia just to share the gospel of God. It's impossible to see them, you know, believe Jesus, to, you know, say, born again. It's impossible. Why? Because they are the one who persecuted us. By the grace of God, now they are believers. Now they are also spreading the good news to all of over the Indonesian. That's not impossible with God. If you get involved in God's mission, yeah, He will enable you and me to do the things that, you know, maybe you think that I cannot do that. Only Pastor JP, my pastor, can do that. And yeah, only Pastor JP can travel a lot, you know, to visit the church. Yeah, in Medan, in some area, Laos, Vietnam, yeah. But we are invited today to participate in God's mission to spread His glory throughout the whole earth through His church. That's why it's very clear that said, go and make disciples. Where you can make disciples? Yeah, you can do life group, but this church, our main business is to make disciples. No other business. If you go to the church, you will think, what I will, you know, experience in the church. What I will gonna do in the church. No other thing. Just make disciples. Make disciples and make disciples. And it for each one of us. Not just for the pastor. Not just for the volunteer or for the full time. But we are invited to participate in it. All of us. So the question is, when God's mission start in my life? When? God's mission start in our life when we say yes to Jesus. When we become a follower of Jesus. When we got saved. When we born again. That at that moment, you are invited. You are get involved in God's mission. So there is no excuse. Oh, I'm not well equipped. Yeah, I'm not went to the school training. No. There's many stories in the Bible. God used the ordinary people, like the Samaritan woman, met Jesus, experienced life change, went back to his hometown, preached the gospel, tell the truth about Jesus. There's the only servant, yeah. That share the news with the Naaman king, yeah. About the gods of Israel. Just a servant, just an ordinary. That's why no excuse for God's commission in our life. He is the one who will enable us, give us the strength, the ability to become a witness. As a follower of Christ, I'm a part of mission that goes beyond provision for my own personal needs. Rather, I am a part of God's mission to spread His glory over all the earth through His church. And now the question is, how do we respond? How do we respond to God's commission become our mission? Yeah, God's mission. And He's asking now to co-mission with Him. To do mission with Him. Yeah, maybe this you hear this many times. How do we respond? Say with me, pray. Just pray. Just pray. Yeah, pray for your campus. Pray your place, your workplace, your neighborhood. Pray. You know, I have a testimony. I just experienced this last month, June 1995. After 24, I got saved. Since then, I start praying for my mom and dad, my parents. You know, because I grew up with the bitterness to my parents. My dad is so strict, very crass, yeah, disciplined, yeah. He discipled me, but not the godly disciple, yeah? Yeah? It make me bitter. But when I experience and I encounter love of God, I send a letter to my dad. Dad, I forgive you. I'm releasing all the, you know, bitterness, unforgiveness, yeah? And they wonder what happened to my son. Why he's sending a church? Because during that time, there is no cell phone. There is no Instagram, Facebook. 1995. Yeah, email is hard also because still sedikit, yeah, hard to find out. there's no phone call during that time. Yeah, because I'm living in the, you know, small village in the jungle. even until now, yeah. They cannot call me because it's, you know, very, you know, it's how to say that. In the jungle, I said in the jungle. There is no signal. I cannot call. If they want to call me, they just go. They have to go to the city and then they can call me. I send a letter and I say to them what happened to me. And then since then, I pray to them. Yeah, I pray, Lord, save my mom, save my dad, save my sister. 24 years until last June, God answered my prayer. Praise give God the glory. They born again. They committed themselves to, you know, baptize. Just a simple prayer. Even this year, as we start the great faith, the prayer and fasting, we also just done with the prayer, mid-year prayer and fasting. That's one of my prayer also. Lord, I want to hear it. I want to see this. I want to experience this. Because your promise, satu orang selamat, you will save all the family. Yeah. That's the things that I'm, you know, claim. God is faithful. He answered prayer. Now, my family, God see. Last night, I'm also encouraged with some of the youth share that they are the only one, you know, Christians, yeah. And the family is non-Christians. I just encourage them just to pray. We don't know how God, you know, to work, to move in their life. But remember, prayer can change everything. Pray until something happens. God invited us to participate in God's mission by praying. After praying, how do we respond? Give. Yeah. That's why during the mission, you know, mission challenge, mission pledge, I'll also encourage in our church also start this year. Yeah. We'll also commit to do this. We will take the mission pledge to start to support the missionary, local and also cross-cultural missionary. Why? In Romans 10, 14 to 15. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. You are invited to get involved in mission. When you give, you're not just give. Remember, you are get involved. You are participate in God's mission. It's the opportunity. It's a privilege. That's why when the mission challenge, yeah, just pray about it, yeah, and you know, God will put you, you know. And remember, yeah, if you sow, yeah, you are investing in God's kingdom. Berinvestasi, wah, maybe it's not, it's a good investment. Some of you businessmen here, it's a good investment. I say yes. Because you are investing in God's kingdom. You are investing in people's life. One day you will hear that unreached people, that unbeliever, become born again Christian, become believer. How do we respond? Pray, give. And the last, how do we respond? Pray, give, and the last, go. This is command to his disciple. Go and make disciple. In bahasa, pergi is an active word. Go. Pergi. Go. Get out. No. We are blessed. Every nation church medan blessed because with these two women, Filipino missionary. We worked together almost 8 years. Yeah, as I told you the story, starting the small group, go to the campus, praying. And then last June 21st, we do the farewell because their season in Medan end. And they will go to the next place. Oh, I say, you don't like Medan? Oh, we like Medan. We love Medan. But we have to go now. Yeah. Because there is place God put in their heart for them to go. Yeah. If you are here, maybe hearing this message, wow, one day you will become a missionary. Yeah. You will see these two ladies, yeah, they are not married yet, yeah. These two ladies, one is a full-time missionary, but because for the sake of the visa, she work also, yeah, in Medan, teaching at there's an international school in Medan, and one is a tent maker. She work, but he also get involved in the ministry. She's not paid, but his work paid for himself, yeah, work for him herself. But also volunteer, help in the church, active. That's why sometimes I forget that she's only volunteer. I treat her as a full-time because of her heart to the mission. To go to Medan, it's not easy. Yeah, tidak mudah. Because in Medan, yeah, if you are speak English, people will go, hey, you speak English. But when you go to the college, if you speak English, they will, they speak English. I will. They will chase after you. Why? They want to practice English with you. Yeah. Yeah, it's sad. Yeah. I'm not, you know, shaming our nation. No. Because sometimes I remember during my primary high school, my teacher teach English in Bahasa. Can you imagine? Why? They teach English, but in Bahasa. Can you imagine? But that's why now I'm having a hard time. Oh, teacher, why you are not teaching English in English? Yeah. You are lucky as a Malaysian or so Filipino. English is like your second language. But for us, it's a fourth language. Bahasa, Melayu, our local dialect, and then English. Yeah, but you see, oh no, I'm trying my best today. It's English. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So they went already. One is now in the conference, yeah, in Orlando. Yeah. And one is still in Canada also. They have an holiday, you know. I'm blessed with two girls. They are blessed also. Now they went to the conference. One just have a holiday in Canada. Yeah. Yes, if you are becoming missionary, it doesn't mean, oh, missionary, they will, you know, lack, miskin, tak punya apa-apa. No. As a missionary, when you go, when you respond, say yes to God's mission. Because for his mission, he will give you provision. Dia yang akan menyediakan semuanya. Ending this, you know, how do we respond? I had this, you know, we have one member also in our family. I call Arrow. Yeah, it's our puppies. Yeah. Yeah, we have it just 2 months. Because our Indian neighbor gave to us this dog. Yeah. Have you heard about this cat and dog theology? Some of you, yes. Your pastor said, yeah. You know, heard about it. This theology helped me after I got saved. I met an American missionary in Indonesia. And then he taught me about this. Yeah. What I remember, your pastor will, you know, clarify about this later. Yeah. The things that I remember since that time when I met him and then he teach about this. He said, so many Christians, when they come to God, when it comes to responding to God's mission, you can see and you can identify them. Do they are, dog Christians or a cat Christians? Dog theology, or you have a meology or meongology. You know, cat, meong, meong, yeah. Meology, meology, yeah, just always me, yeah. I have dog, you know, now in my house. It's just 2 months in my house. But you know, when I go home from my office, I'm still in the cart, I will hear it's barking, and run here, run there, find the way to get out, just to jump to my car, and then, so because sometimes I brought, you know, it go around, yeah, finding the way to meet me. So excited. Wow, my master is coming. He brings something to me. No. Yeah, the only thing is, no, my master is here. Shouting, barking, But long time ago, I have also 2 or 3 cat in my house. During that time, I have 5 or 6 dogs also in my house. In my house, dog and cat not fighting. They're friends. Yeah. What happened, when I came home, came back from my school, yeah. My dog barking, you know, they jumping at me, you know, apa menjilat, licking at me, yeah. But when I enter my house, I will hear, meow, cat, where are you? And then when I sat down, and then I feel something on my feet. Oh, he's, you know, like this. And I said, oh, you are there. Meow, I'm hungry, sir. Ah, sir, I need something, yeah. I hope this, you know, simple, you know, theology will help you the way we respond to God's mission. Because sometimes we are too busy with our own business. Me, Lord. Meology. Me, Lord. Me and me. We forget to get excited with God's mission in our life. Lord, you are blessed me. You are blessed me, Lord. And sometimes we don't realize who is God. He is God or you are the God. But dog, he's excited. Lord, you want to say, yes, this is me, Lord. Send me. I'm dog. You are God. Cat say, I'm God. You are, I don't know. S-I-N, yeah. I pray that this church will respond to Great Commission. We will respond with the excitement. Even if you want to go 10 days to Medan with your pastor, yeah, to go abroad, just get excited for that. Because God, He's inviting us to participate in His mission. That's all my preaching, yeah. Can we close in prayer? Oh, thank you, Lord. I will end with this question for all of us. How can you better embrace the Great Commission of God to go and to make disciples? Lord, this is our prayer, Lord. Help us, Lord, to respond better, to embrace Your Great Commission, Lord. We will not stop with ourselves, but we will respond to go and to make disciples. There is no excuse. There's no big thing for you. Yeah. If you call us, you will qualify us. You will help us. Send your spirit, Lord, speak to us today so we can carry on this great commission in our life. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.